Hello, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Comic Chronicle, and as always, I'm your host, society's metahuman slash mutant, or mutant slash metahuman, whichever you do, we're mixing it up today, Dakota Morgan, and coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. Now today, guys and gals and everyone, we're going to be covering the Big Red himself, Hellboy. Now many of you probably know who Hellboy is, but there's probably a few people out there like, who? Ooh, what? Maybe you guys want to know a little bit more about Hellboy, because obviously he has his movies and whatnot, but the comics themselves, they tell a different man, or a different Hellboy, as one might say. That was a cheesy pun for you guys today. You can kill me later if you choose. Now, going in straight into the information about Hellboy, because we got a little bit of here. He was created by Mike Mignola, and he first appeared in San Diego Comic-Con Comics number 2. Published, and then he was also published later in his own series by Dark Horse Comics. His true name is Anan Un Rama. Hopefully I pronounce that right. I don't know a Hellish language, believe it or not. I play my fair share of Doom, but don't know my Hellish language. No, shame, right? Like, what the fuck? So, here's a summary of Hellboy for you guys here. Obviously, you can tell he's from Hell. On December 1923, well, on December 23rd, 1944... Great reporting skills, I know. An Nazi cultist summoned Hellboy, but he was just in an infant form when it was discovered by Allied forces led by Professor Trevor Buttonholm, or Trevor Bruttonholm, however you wish to pronounce it, who then took Hellboy in as his own son and formed the BPRD. And as Hellboy grew through, he had developed horns as he grew older, which he cuts off, and his skin is red, and his right hand is made of stone. Now, and he also has a tail. So if you've seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about. Hellboy then works for the BPRD and fights against the dark forces and whatnot, such as hell, dark magic, stuff like that. Stuff of the paranormal, sort of, as you would say, in the real world. Now, his partners you've probably seen from the movie as well, but in case you do not know, we are looking at two partners here, or actually three. Abe Sapien, a.k.a. Randon Everett, and he is a half-man, half-fish, but he's blue, not green, so he's really cool-looking. Really nice, smart kind of guy. He's hyper-intelligent and very, very caring. Now, next up, we're looking at Liz Sherman. She is human-looking and whatnot as well, and she works with them at the BPRD. And she has the ability to control fire. So, yeah, that usually puts within. So she has this kind of gothic sort of vibe to her, too, all the time. I mean, if you worked for BPRD and saw a paranormal show all the time, worked with Abe and Hellboy, probably would be, too. And next up, we have Johan Kross. Not John. You can want to call him his American name and call him John. If you really don't want to pronounce anything, but Johann Kross. He has a non-human form, and he looks kind of like a gas-like body, and he has ectoplasmic abilities with that gas-like body and whatnot. So take that as you will. Too, he is also German and incredibly smart, but not a Nazi, thankfully, because I think Hellboy's probably had enough of Nazis in his time. Now, current books on Hellboy. There's plenty. There's Hellboy in the BPRD. There's Abe Sapien. There's also ones based in the 40s and whatnot. There's ones based in the 70s. There's a lot. There's a few Hellboy books out right now. They keep stopping. They keep ending. I don't know. I can't tell you guys as I record this because they keep changing and whatnot. But just go to your local comic book store and check them out. See, just ask for Hellboy. Current Hellboy, older Hellboy. They're all very, very good. Now, next up, we're going to be going to Hellboy in media, something you guys probably already know. But if you didn't know, there is Hellboy animated movies out there. Yes, there's animated movies, and they're more dark and gruesome and kind of cooler than the movies. Shh, don't tell Rob Perlman. Love him, my man. Hellboy, The Sword of Storms is one. Hellboy, Blood and Iron. And both of them aired on Adult Swim before DVD. So that tells you something. Adult Swim and it has its fair share of dark stuff, but it was a few years ago as well for when those came out. So, and they are worth picking up, guys. You can probably rent them on Hulu or not on Netflix or on Amazon or something like that. You guys, we all know how to get our movies these days. Wink, wink. All right, next up, we're looking at the two live-action movies. The first one was released in 2004 and is this labeled Hellboy and is played by the great Ron Perlman. And then next up is Hellboy the Golden Army, played by the great Ron Perlman again. Amazing actor, and it brings Hellboy to life in a way. Fantastic. And it was in 2008 for the Golden Army. They had a first vibe, and then the second one had its own kind of thing and whatnot with more magical creatures and stuff like that. First one was kind of like hell itself and shit like that. Made it great, and it was Nazis in there and sand Nazis and shit. Like, if you love the paranormal stuff, you are just like, oh my god, this is fucking amazing. There is amazing. But now, for those of you who are interested in Hellboy and the movies and whatnot, and maybe the want another movie, if you've already seen the previous movies, good news for you guys, because as I record this, there has been currently talks and meetings have finally begun for Hellboy 3 due to the popular fan demand. And yes, it is 2017, but the director of Hellboy the Golden Army and Hellboy 1 and Ron Perlman are now in talks. They said since because of the recent fan uprising of Hellboy, they are wanting it to happen. They're in talks for it to happen. No new news has come out, but they have actually had a couple days worth of talks, which, if it's something like in the current situation that they're in, very, very, very good sign here, ladies and gentlemen. Very good sign. Now, that is all I have for you guys on Hellboy, because I just wanted to sum it up, and I want to give you guys the basic information on them so you can go check them out in the movies, in the cartoons, which prepare yourself because it's not a kid cartoon, and the books themselves, because there's plenty, plenty of Hellboy books. You want one on Abe? They got one on Abe. You want one just on Hellboy in his times, away from PPRD? They got that. You want him working in the 40s? They got that. In the 50s, they got that. They're on in the 60s, they got it everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. They got it everywhere. So just take a look, go to your local comic book store, support them out, or if you want to get it online somewhere, go ahead and do that too, but I'd rather you go to a local comic book store to support them. All right. Now, guys, as always, if you want to give any reviews or whatnot, or criticisms, or just really whatever, or any things you want to tell me or you think I should cover on more with Hellboy or with more things to cover on in general, then let me know at DakotaMorgan3 on Twitter, just so you all know. And if also it helps too, guys, if you subscribe to me on Podbean or on iTunes, whichever you are listening to me on right now, and so you can get alerts and whatever for when we have a new coverage episode up. But as you know, our comics and news episodes are weekly, but for coverage episodes, they can come up really whenever, so I want to let you guys know when those are happening. So subscribe. It helps me, it helps you. It's a win-win situation here. Win-win. Just try it, come on, just one time, slip it in. All right, so thank you guys as always, and stay classy, BPRD.